Hey everyone, welcome to Now. I am Hadi Fathi and I'm really excited to have you here today. We're diving into mindfulness and how it can truly help us feel better mentally, emotionally, and even physically. So let's get comfortable and explore this together. In this podcast, you can learn English and you can feel better. First, let's take a few deep breaths together. Ready? Inhale deeply through your nose. Hold it for just a second. And exhale slowly through your mouth. Do it one more time. And one more time. Great. Doesn't that feel nice? Breathing is such a simple yet powerful way to center ourselves. So, what is mindfulness? At its core, it's all about being present and fully engaged in the moment without judgment. It sounds simple, but in our busy lives, it can be a game changer. Think about it. How often do we find ourselves lost in thought about the past or worrying about the future? Mindfulness helps us bring our focus back to the here and now. And that shift can have a huge impact on how we feel. Let's talk about some specific ways mindfulness can help us feel better. First off, it reduces stress. When we practice mindfulness, we activate our body's relaxation response. This means lower blood pressure, reduced heart rate, and a calmer mind. Who wouldn't want that, right? Less stress is great. Now, let's try a quick mindfulness exercise together. If you're in a safe space, close your eyes or soften your gaze. I want you to focus on your breath. Notice how it feels as you inhale and exhale. Imagine you're breathing in calmness and breathing out tension. Do it. Do it one more time. Okay. Now, gently open your eyes. How did that feel? Just a minute of mindfulness can reset our mood and help us feel more grounded. Another amazing benefit of mindfulness is enhanced emotional well-being. When we practice being present, we cultivate self-awareness. This means we can recognize our feelings without getting overwhelmed by them. For instance, if you're feeling anxious, instead of pushing that feeling away, mindfulness teaches you to acknowledge it. You might say, "I'm feeling anxious right now, and that's okay." This acceptance can reduce the intensity of those feelings. Let's do a quick reflection exercise. Ready? Okay. Think of a recent moment when you felt a strong emotion. Maybe joy, sadness, or even frustration. Take a second to really visualize that moment. What were you feeling? Where were you? Now, how would it feel to simply acknowledge that emotion without judgment? Just notice it. This practice can help you become more resilient over time. Mindfulness can also improve our relationships. When we're present, we listen better, communicate more clearly, and connect more deeply with others. It's amazing how being mindful can transform our interactions. So, as we wrap up today, I encourage you to incorporate small moments of mindfulness into your daily life. Whether it's taking a few deep breaths enjoying a cup of tea without distractions, or simply pausing to notice your surroundings. Every little bit helps. Thank you so much for joining me today on Now. I hope you found these insights helpful. If you enjoyed this episode, please follow us on digigoosh.com on Instagram and share our podcast with someone who could use a little mindfulness in their life. Until next time, remember to take a breath, stay present, and be kind to others and yourself.